nominal figures, not real, so not inflation adjusted.
Right.
But still, I think the general story holds that the participation of developing countries, obviously with growth of China, with growth of India, with the emergence of Southeast Asia into global trade and sort of taking its place back on the global stage, that has changed what the international trade picture looks like. But completely agree that domestic business and domestic markets matter hugely. Of course, the bigger the country, the more that matters. So for a long time, India was the discussion was, can India go it alone? Is it actually decoupled from the global environment? And India can have its own whole economic story because it's so diverse, different agroclimatic zones and different things that can grow and produce that actually it's a world unto itself, you know, and it's got enough people to make it possible to trade internally and improve their standards of living without the rest of the world. But that was pretty comprehensively put aside really in the early 90s by India, who saw that actually when that they did have comparative advantage relative to some of the countries in a range of products, and that they could both services and in areas of manufacturing and agriculture, and that they could get much stronger overall employment and growth and poverty reduction by being part of the world economy. So domestic trade as well as international trade matters. I think it's the real questions that ask again. EU trade policy, you know, that we're in the European Union and the European Union leads on trade, and the member states negotiate what the position is on all sorts of things. So where you know the UK is not a member in its own right of the World Trade Organization, of course the EU is. So we're a step removed from direct voting rights and so on. But I suppose two things. We actively play a role in identifying what we think the priorities are for trade moving forward, both that's trade that's good for the UK and that's good for developing countries. We try hard on this coherence agenda so that we're not doing a sticking plaster lane while at the same time keeping countries in poverty by having a good balance of trade. We do overall think that opening markets is the right thing to do, and the questions are about the speed at which you do that and what supporting policies and what supporting investments are needed to allow countries to take advantage of open markets. So opening markets, both developing countries opening their markets so that they trade internationally and their consumers get the benefit of being able to import things from elsewhere, and they can specialise in the things that they've got the strongest comparative advantage in producing, and develop markets opening their economies to trade is the right way to go. And so overwhelmingly I think that EU trade policy is in the right direction. Then there are some exceptions to that, like common agricultural policy has been too slow